We're in studio today, and it's show 496 out of the den. And oddly enough, it is show, overall show 769, Jake. And I know. Nice. I knew within 5 minutes of you, of meeting you, you're a guy who loves 69. You can't go 5 minutes without just exuding that kind of,
Yeah.
Yeah, 69, 96, bring it on.
Who should be in the superior position on that? Is it weird if
what's superior? Hold on. Know.
Who's
the
this?
The superposition.
It is Tuesday, so it's time for See You Next Tuesday. We need to put out the signal and see if we can summon him. We're supposed to do the signal first and then you talk. We had a weird situation in our meeting, a standoff.
A sit-off.
Which, actually, I guess, yeah, that's right. Because when Gordon walked into the meeting room, out of deference to the great Gordo.
This is so stupid.
Matt Birmingham.
He does this all the time.
And left his seat and sat on the floor. And Gordo.
Oh, that was nice.
Said, do not leave your seat. Don't sit on the floor for me. And then Gordo went and sat on the floor on the other side of the room. And then, for the rest of the meeting, we just had an empty chair, kind of like at Aaron Rodgers' parents' house when Jordan Rodgers brought his girlfriend home for dinner. And there was just one empty seat, which was to signify that Aaron Rodgers won't go home anymore. He hates his family.
Yeah, Jordan Rodgers brought his girlfriend home.
Yeah, I said that.
Okay, excuse
Didn't
me.
I?
Yeah.
He said his brother, yeah.
Okay.
And he was on one of the, he's on some TV show, right?
It was on The Bachelor.
Okay.
Just that empty place. That's where Aaron would sit.
And they played like soft piano and pan.
Did they have like a
plate
and everything?
Yeah.
Fork.
Yeah.
It's like Passover.
It was masterful television.
That's the fork he would use if he didn't hate us.
He wasn't whacked out on ayahuasca. 69 actually has its own Wikipedia page. I would not have thought that.
Why wouldn't you have thought that?
Can't stand.
I don't know. I don't know. There's a drawing.
Have you done both versions of that?
I'm not sure that I know what the other one is.
Well,
I suppose you could, right? I mean, it just seems like logistically, you would almost have to be in a push-up position. Or you would crush someone.
Lying on your side is
not if the other guy's bigger than you.
Lying on your side is the way, I think.
Really?
I'm not sure. It's been so long.
Yeah, Gordo.
The French are credited with the at least first.
How do you?
They didn't invent that.
Well, they're the first who wrote about it.
How can you lie in a certain way
the first that assigned a number to it?
Right.
The clothespin won't fall off your nose. Okay. Is that in the picture?
You're soft.
Get I on applaud in there. That.
Farted.
Oh, jeez.
Have you heard our new Jerry Dirty sound?
No.
This is from yesterday's press conference. I noticed that the thought leaders, the football minds of the musers, didn't focus on this as much as we did, but this is pretty much all we took from the press conference.
Then you have to recognize that you're going to have turnover. And these guys got to play. These got balls, they've got to come. And they've got to be a part of a team.
They have to.
The musers didn't highlight that?
Mm-mm.
Their function necessitates that they have to.
These got balls, they've got to come.
No! That's
That's childish, but I enjoyed
up,
it.
He walks up to a woman from Ada, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Hey, sweetheart.
These got balls, they've got to come.
Let me just tell you what's happening here.
I had me some glory hole.
So Gordon joins us every Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
For this particular
show. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And he really does it to promote his Twitch stream. Let's be honest.
Yes. Actually, today I'm here to promote my Twitter stream.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm Gordon
Keith. Did you lose your blue check?
At Twitter. Yeah, I did. It's no longer there.
Didn't even want it.
I'm highly amused by
so annoyed
people
by
who now have their blue check. They need to tell you that I didn't pay for this blue check. I don't know why it's there. Hey, I'm not paying for this.
Yeah.
Okay. People are.
I'm going to pay for it really and then put a tweet out that says, "Hey, why do I have this blue check? Hey, Elon."
You should. That's part of the discourse.
Yeah.
I saw where Elon gave a bunch of dead people blue check marks too, including Norm MacDonald.
Norm MacDonald, yes.
Really?
What? Jamal Khashoggi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very odd. Norm MacDonald, Jamal Khashoggi, and Chadwick Boseman. They all got blue checks. He's posthumously.
Like, he's good at keeping Twitter in the news.
Yeah.
If that's the thing that you want to do.
Do you like when people say touch grass?
Oh, yeah. When you've been playing Minecraft for too long, they tell me to touch grass.
Let it go. Go outside.
Dude, touch grass.
So I have three ideas for Gordon besides the whole 69 thing.
What is that thing?
Well, there's three of us, though.
Well, I just mean
I could stand over here
to talk about today or to go over, maybe listen to something.
You going
to
vacate your seat like Ham did for me?
One idea is just going to the phones because Gordo's here and we have phones and
calls.
I'm typically
at Gordon Keith on Twitter.
Who are your guests? Oh, Dan's supposed to be on this Thursday night, isn't he? You're going to go ahead.
Hey, you want
to
be on Thursday night?
The Tickets NFL draft coverage.
Dan. Oh, that's right. I don't know how well that'll go over.
Yeah, I'll be locked into the draft.
Maybe I'll have a listening party on Twitch of the Tickets draft coverage.
You know who you should invite on?
Who?
Michael Irvin.
He's free.
He's not busy.
Closed.
Have him ask you the same set of questions as he did in Phoenix.
One of my things was, you had to have seen this movie, but have you seen Crumb?
Crumb.
I just watched it over the weekend.
The cartoonist
again.
Movie?
I haven't watched it in 15 years.
About Harvey, what's his name, from Letterman Show?
It's about R. Crumb, Robert Crumb, who is an artist.
No.
Who is, if you saw his work, you would say, oh, yes. I've seen that.
Is he Doonesbury?
It's a great documentary. He's not Doonesbury. And he's not the...
Wizard of Id?
Who's the guy
Funky
that...
Funky Winkerbean?
Who's the guy that has become very political and...
Scott Adams?
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen.
That's,
what's that comic?
That's Jake's favorite guy, Scott Adams.
Dilbert.
He's always like, man, you know, Scott Adams.
Dilbert.
He just makes some good points, man. I'm not saying I agree with everything.
Dilbert is racist now. What a world we've created for ourselves. I would take phone over Crumb.
Dilbert. No, and then my third thing was it's Joe Buck's birthday. And I have some Joe Buck audio to play. From his 2009 television show.
Oh, yes. Wasn't it just called Buck? But he asterisked out the B?
Joe Buck Live.
That would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
So Joe Buck Live, from what I recall, did not last very long.
Was that the show that Costas and Buzz Bissinger were on when Costas, or I guess that was Costas's show, right? He wasn't a guest on somebody else's show.
I believe that's right. And they had a guy from Deadspin on there.
Will Leach, wasn't it?
I think so. And they battled it out.
And they, Costas read the comments.
Yeah.
Buzz Bissinger has some hot sports opinions too, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I like his book, or the one I read.
Books!
Can I just like his book, or no?
Sure. Can I separate the author from the tweets
I don't
they
think
authored?
You're Dilbert? Allowed to do that anymore, though. Can you separate stuff out anymore?
Like, I like Dilbert. Somewhat humorous.
Yeah. Make a promo.
Was there any other funny cartoon other than Far Side? That's my question.
Snuffy Smith.
I don't know that one. I've seen some of
Snuffy's
films.
Was Far Side that funny, or was the fact that it followed Ziggy and the Family Circle, like these terrible...
And Mary Wurst. Far Side was funny.
But somehow these people made money.
I agree with you. There are so many
for decades.
I would say 90.
Like, wow, how did this guy get rich?
8% of cartoons I would read and go, I don't even understand why this is published. Like, who reads this and thinks this is funny or cute or insightful?
And it was.
I admit it was
money,
over my head.
Money.
Yeah.
Like TC was telling me this recently. Bill Watterson, the guy who did Calvin and Hobbes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was funny, right?
I liked that one okay.
Yeah.
But I think he got into syndication and retired at like the age of 40 and had $100 million or something. I mean, he was in every single newspaper every day whenever they were printing at like a 22% profit margin from ads.
I feel like syndication is where it's at.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Let's syndicate to each other.
Then let's syndicate the ticket.
Yeah.
No? Or is it already kind of syndicated because you can get it online?
Yeah, that kind of ruins syndication. Streaming ruins syndication.
Internet. Anyway,
Bill Watterson net worth currently $100 million. He stopped doing Calvin and Hobbes at 37 years old.
So he just made all his money off of those stickers on the back of Fords and Chevys.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot of those things.
What's that?
You know,
the character that's
cowboy helmet with like a Packer logo under it.
The urinating?
Yeah.
Okay.
I miss that era so badly. Like the 90s, I just pine for paintball.
There is a huge wave of nostalgia for the 90s now.
Yeah.
All these younger people who grew up in the 90s are now saying, man, God, I just long to go back there. Simpler time.
That's Jake, right?
Not all this social media. And
were you in high school in the 90s?
I started in 99. Yeah. You could only see your music videos on MTV, so they could print money. Yeah, everything was kind of dirty and bloated. I liked it a lot.
It's like the fashion from the 90s. It's horrible.
Some JNCOs.
Is the 90s fashion, like, I feel like it doesn't stand out. Like, 80s fashion kind of stands out. 70s stood out.
80s, to me, were the most stylized of all the decades of fashion.
Very neon-ish. Mm-hmm.
90s had some neon to it early. It became a bit more fractured in the 90s. You had grunge.
When grunge came in, that changed. That ended the 80s. Was the first few chords of Smells Like Teen Spirit ended the 80s.
I feel like I dressed like grunge before grunge. Just a guy wearing a flannel.
Think of the oversized, bleached out jorts that we used to wear. That really... powder blue.
Ugh.
So the denim was so light colored.
Hey, and you would tuck your t-shirts in.
It's the worst. With no belt. Everybody had a goatee. Van Dyke.
So it's Joe Buck's 54th birthday.
Yeah. That's a guy who's worn jorts before.
Did you have a run-in with Joe Buck or no?
No.
You've always been cool with Joe Buck?
Yeah. Joe's always been a friend of the show.
Okay, joking about Joe Buck.
Yes, joking about Joe Buck.
Was
right.
Has cost me, Daddy.
Has cost Gordo at some point, but not with Joe Buck.
Correct.
Yeah, he's a great guest, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good friend of the ticket. But I don't think he was very good on his TV show.
Whoa.
His first TV show, or his only TV show, I guess. So this was when HBO was hiring like Bill Simmons and... they were just saying, hey, you're really good at broadcasting. What if you did a comedy show? This is the sports funny, right? The Joe Buck is one of the funnier announcers there are, which does not mean he can go up on there is?
Yes.
Joe Buck is one
of the funnier announcers there is.
Okay. It sounds weird, but it's probably right.
I don't know.
Because you're Gordon. No, but this is the... you get a big head if you're sports funny and you think, well, I can just go on stage at the improv. And
that's what you thought.
Even it tricked HBO a little bit. Like, hey, we could just give him a show.
Well, see, there's the other thing too, is Gordon mentioned the Costas show. Costas was doing his show around this time, but he didn't try to be funny.
No, he was sports.
He would have funny people on sometimes.
But Joe Buck was a comedy show.
Kind of participate in that, and that's where things went.
Like, they
sideways.
Had a comedy skit, which led into the open. He had a skit with Brett Favre. Noted funny man, Brett Favre. That was on his first show ever, and he invited a comedian onto the show because then he could just kind of go back and forth with
riff.
Artie Lang. So on stage is it's Paul Rudd, the guy who plays Ted Lasso. What do you think of that show?
I watched the first season and a half. It's okay.
No, it isn't.
You don't like it.
No, it was okay.
You just want to be nice. You know Junior loves it.
I didn't go as crazy for it as some of those around me, but there's many things that I love that they didn't go crazy for.
You didn't think it was what America needed at that time?
That's what a lot of people said.
Deceit.
But you don't need it anymore. Terrible. That's why you bailed after a season and a half. You're like, ah, okay.
Right. Yeah, I think right now America needs Ted Lasso to go off the air, which I think it has, hasn't it?
No, I think they're in season three. Four.
I think it's wrapping up. I don't know.
I don't know or care. So, and here's here's some of the Joe Buck and Artie Lang. This is maybe one of the reasons this show was taken off the air after how many episodes?
Three.
So that was all?
Three total. Yeah.
Wait, now that surprises me.
You think he signed up for a three-episode run?
Maybe.
All right, here. I don't know if you remember this, but if you don't, here it is.
Joe, TMZ is your favorite website? I thought, what's your second? Suckin'.com?
This is where it starts to go off the rails.
Give it up! Yeah!
I'm on TMZ constantly. Did you see what Angelina was wearing today? What the f***? How about going to a sports website, for Christ's sake?
Jason, would you like to follow that?
Nah.
Okay.
By the way, I'm a Giant fan, so I hate the Cowboys. Michael, don't kick my ass, but I hate the Cowboys. By the way, you owe me money. I lost a lot of money on you. There's a guy in Staten
Island. Playmaker? Is he there? I don't know.
Named Bobo, who you owe money to. But as a Yankee fan and a Giant fan and a well-known homophobic,
here we go.
Clearly,
I'm also a well-known homophobic. It's like a white trash gift from God that the Cowboys have a quarterback whose last name rhymes with homo. You'd say that on Angel Dust. I know I've tried, like Tony Homo. And he's dating a fat chick. Jessica Simpson started out looking like Jessica Simpson. Now she looks like Chris Farley from those Gap sketches. Him, the Cowboys.
Jason. Jason, when we talk about fame and we talk about being plucked out of
good
nowhere.
Segue. That was...
You talk about scrambling for a segue. I just pulled a hamstring looking for some sort of segue.
I'll be pulling a hamstring later to
Thank you. Thank you for that.
I want to be working construction by next Thursday, so I hate show business.
You're on your way.
You know, so are you.
You know,
incredible.
It really was.
Just didn't belong in the ring.
So, but Joe's not doing horribly there. I mean, that's Artie Lang, right?
Yeah, but he just has a lot of trouble. It's his show, and it just is going off the rails.
It is hard to know when you're supposed to take control of the show, when you're supposed to get out of the way. I mean, like, how could he have effectively, because I guarantee you Artie Lang was... probably coked up there, and
but yeah. if you're booking Artie Lang, should you not expect something like that?
Yeah, but who knows if Joe Buck wasn't talked into booking Artie Lang, and if they were promoting something else with Artie Lang.
I don't know. He was a big Stern fan, as I recall.
Yeah,
here I got a little more.
Joe's father was a hero of mine. He used to do games for the Cardinals. He was an announcer, and he was one of the last real men's men. He wasn't politically correct like a. Yeah, I mean, and you following that? Like, I'm on a Howard Stern show. Howard's not a man. Howard says what he feels, and clearly so do I. But I don't have as much money. But Jack Buck was your father,
correct?
And It wasn't like a lot of people think. Louis Armstrong. It was your phone. Jack Buck was your phone.
True.
And
is this gonna take a while?
Yeah.
This is,
yeah. Sorry to ruin your great show.
Yeah. I appreciate the apology because you have.
I'll tell it. I'll tell it quick.
I support Joe on that. I mean,
I support Jason Sudeikis for knowing this is not the time, pal.
he'll just lay out.
Yeah.
It's not my show.
Nope. I have no responsibility here.
Yeah, so Michael Irvin was on that show in an earlier segment with Chad Ochocinco.
And it sounds great.
It says here he summed it up best. It's just refreshing to see white-on-white crime. He described it.
I had one more little clip.
Some kids was asked, you know, they want to get in the business. What do you have any advice that you could give us? And Jack's advice was, start smoking.
You know what? I'm going to take that right now.
You can't do that, sir. Sir, you cannot do that.
I'm like Beretta.
So he pulled out a cigarette.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to kill my wife.
In jail? Good. Great.
I won't light it.
Okay. No, do you think I care about you smoking a cigarette after what you just
lit? Let's do it, brother.
No, don't. Please.
Say what you mean, Joe. We got an hour.
I would like to watch that.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound bad.
I'll check it out later today.
On HBO, I'm like, this is going quite well.
It got a lot of pub at the time.
Thumbs up.
Was it the very last episode, or was that...
I thought that was the first.
I think that's the first one.
First one.
And they never got past three.
Mm.
It says there was an episode with Jerry and Mark Cuban.
The last episode, or this one?
It was either in two or three. Okay. And also an interview with Kurt Schilling.
Which would be a lot different today. It
would probably be a lot different today.
All right, well, happy birthday to Joe Buck.
I need to go back to Joe's autobiography and read his recollection of this.
And happy Thursday Twitch stream to Gordon.
Yes, Thursday at 7:30.
Sync it up
night.
With the draft coverage on the ticket.
We will have a draft coverage listening party on Twitch as we listen to a radio station live on Twitch. It'll be fun. And I just posted on Twitter a edited version of our last Thursday stream where we played a game show with Monty and Corby, and Mike Ducey was our announcer. So you can see that too, if you're so inclined.
All right, Gordon, you know what we say now?
What do we say?
See you next Tuesday!